Hey everybody, Nick Espinoza, your chief security fanatic here, and in quantum internet news, it's here. But don't go get that modem just yet. We've got a ways to go, but the major breakthrough has happened. Now, this is coming from the publication study finds, and I think it's absolutely fantastic because for the first time, researchers have successfully created an interface that allows for two machines to connect and share stored quantum information. This is basically the first real tangible step towards a quantum internet. Now, the feat was also achieved at a wavelength compatible with optical fiber systems that we use today for telecommunications. So you may have fiber running through your neighborhood that's connecting you. A lot of us do now, as well as buildings and all of that. It's compatible with traditional cabling, which is even better news, meaning we don't have to rip everything out to get quantum internet. Now, this breakthrough takes us closer to a world where information can be transmitted with vastly more security, especially people considering it unhackable, but we'll see because, you know, with innovation comes opportunity for exploitation, but it also means complex communications can be basically performed at lightning speed around the globe. This is the promise of quantum technologies, which harnesses the interesting properties of quantum mechanics, such as superposition and entanglement. However, realizing this potential requires the ability to transfer and store quantum information, which is typically carried by single particles of light known as photons. Now, there's still challenges to overcome. The efficiency of the storage and retrieval process for data stored on quantum dots, that's the media for storing this type of data, the platform that they're using, that needs to be improved, and the storage time of the memory needs to be extended as well. So they're still looking at mastering this, but nevertheless, this is a huge step. The researchers are already working on techniques to enhance those parameters, such as using dynamic control fields to compensate for the motion of atoms, which currently limits the memory lifetime. That's literally just how deeply technical this is. On top of it, to truly scale up these systems, it will be necessary to integrate them on chip-based platforms where multiple quantum dots, the storage system, and memories can be connected via waveguides and switches. This will require advances in both nanofabrication and also material science, as well as the development of new interface protocols. But despite these challenges, the potential payoff is absolutely enormous. Quantum networks could enable applications basically to have quote-unquote unhackable communication. It could be distributed quantum computing, enhanced sensing and meteorology and all of that, not to mention fundamental tests of quantum mechanics over large scales, something that physicists have not been able to do at this level in history. So by bringing together basically the best of solid state and atomic physics, this work is now opening the door to a new era of quantum technologies. The next 10 to 20 years is not just going to be artificial intelligence. It's going to be the speed with which we process everything, as well as the new ways and methodologies for encryption and security. It's a interesting and fascinating new world. So I hope you're around to see it. I hope I'm around to see it. But quantum computing and quantum technology is beginning to be here, and quantum internet is no different. So that's awesome, and I'll see you in the future. And please like, share, follow me here on Facebook and Twitter at Nick AESP. And please feel free to subscribe to me at YouTube as well. And as always, stay safe, stay online, and please attempt to stay private. Thanks, everybody.